Howdy, friend.
No matter which way the market moves, it leaves behind telltale signs in the charts of what's going on and what could be next.
What's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
This is Off the Charts, where the expert traders at RagingBull.com discuss what's jumping off their charts.
Why are you acting like a child with your hand in the cookie jar?
What they're looking for and the investment course they're charting now.
That makes you Chartman.
Davis Martin is Chartman. He is the head trader at dailyprofitmachine.com. And if you are even remotely considering maybe that you want to add a little bit of juice to what you do and you want to do it with options, you want to look for things that'll work in any market conditions, well, Davis is somebody that you definitely want to turn to. Dailyprofitmachine.com is his website. He also has a very active Facebook page, so you can search Daily Profit Machine on Facebook. And of course, it's all part of the Raging Bull community, which is online at RagingBull.com, on Twitter at Raging Bull. Davis Martin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Pleasure to be here again.
One of the things that I keep talking about with guests, whether they are traders or they are market strategists or they are long-term guys, is this market, you don't have a lot of upward momentum. You have a lot of nervousness. And one of the things that you are always saying is plan your trades and trade your plan. And one of the things that you really plan for is taking profits, even at times when maybe you kind of wish you'd let things run. Explain what you're thinking about there.
Absolutely. Well, this past Friday, right? Friday, end of the week, who doesn't want to get paid? End of the week on Friday, especially if you have plans or something. And this coming week, everybody who's maybe been around the stock market a little bit, or every member is being reminded by their mentor that earnings season is upon us, especially some big names. We have over 100 S&P 500 companies reporting earnings this week. Now, last week, on securities that you would not normally hear about from me, but I was up over $1,000. At 3 p.m. and I paid myself first. Warren Buffett, pay yourself first. I did exactly that. Had I not done that, I'd have half of that profit in front of me right now. Great market lesson. Pay yourself first.
I'm not going to argue with you because I, of course, believe that you want to pay yourself first. But there would definitely be sometimes, occasionally, where we could cherry pick an example and go, you know, hey, if you had stayed around this one, you would have gotten 50% more if you had waited. So how do you make sure that there's that discipline built in? Is it when I get to this much, I'm taking a bunch off the table? Is it based on what the chart is showing you? So you say, I don't care how high it goes. When it gets to a certain level, protect my profits or whatever. How do you decide at what point you want to take your profits and whether you're going to take all of them or maybe take half of them?
That's a fantastic question, and I'm glad you asked it. I have two answers to that question. The first answer is yes, you need to have a sell target in place. On one of my positions, beautiful sell target hit within that, as it's called, power hour time frame on Friday. Trade plan worked perfectly. Boom. Out. That accounted for about $660 of my little power hour paycheck there. Then you also have to keep in mind that when you trade highly liquid, high volume securities like I do, when you cannot alone influence the price action of a security, you also have to keep in mind that there is no such thing as buying the low and selling the high every time. If you're making money on a trade and you're not selling too soon, more often than not, you're probably never making money because you're probably letting trades go red on you, ignoring stop losses, thinking, oh, it'll come back. It'll come back. That's not how the stock market works. Once in a while, at least once in a while, you will sell too soon. If you're not selling too soon, you're probably selling too late for a loss.
We always talk about the fact that you say, plan your trades, trade your plans. One of the things that I believe ordinary investors, you know, you invoke Warren Buffett, but your style is not Warren Buffett's style. But one of the things where I believe ordinary investors can benefit a lot from traders is that you don't actually have any concern about break even. So many times people are like, well, I'm waiting to get back to break even, as if that vindicates them. It's important for people to know break even is not your goal. So you couldn't care less about break even, right?
That's not entirely true. There have been plenty of times where I've been just a tiny bit green on a trade, but really nothing to get super excited about. Not even like on an options trade, not even 5%. On a stock trade, not even 1%. But there have been plenty of times where I've been green on a trade, and me being a fairly, in terms, when it comes to options, me being a fairly low risk options trader, there are plenty of times when I say I am not losing members money here. You know, there's either money to the upside or we can cut it even and we can come back to it. And that's part of what members like about my trading style.
But at that point, you're protecting break even rather than suddenly saying I have to get back to it. That has you on the positive side of that trade, not on the negative side going, hey, I'm going to hold this till I get back to break even, right?
Understood. If you're going to hold a, as it's called, maybe a bag position until you get back to break even, as in a red thing just taking up a lot of your portfolio, and you don't have a plan for it other than, oh, it'll get back to even. I don't mean to say this in a rude manner, but good luck.
Well, I will say it in something of a rude manner. You know, here we are talking about charts. That would be
off the chart dumb.
Yeah, it's off the chart dumb. There we go. And we definitely are not off the charts dumb. We are off the charts smart. And that's why we've got you on the show. Davis Martin, thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk to you again next week.
Been a pleasure. You have a great day.
Davis Martin is the head trader at DailyProfitMachine.com. For more information, that's the website, DailyProfitMachine.com. They've got a Facebook page, so search for Daily Profit Machine. And of course, they're on RagingBull.com as well, on Twitter at Raging Bull. All right, we're headed for home on the October 24th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Market Call. Ernie Cecilia, the Chief Investment Officer at Bryn Mawr Trust, will be here talking stocks when Money Life returns right after this message.